Do you want to discover more joy, peace, and freedom with food, exercise, and your body? Here we bring a compassionate, holistic, and sustainable approach to fitness so you can fully enjoy the life you want and express your unique self with the world. I'm Michelle Roscoe, and I want to help you find fitness freedom. I'm so glad you're here. It's been over 1 year since I started my podcast. I remember sitting in the bathtub and realizing I didn't need one more credential. I didn't need anyone's permission. And I decided then to start it. I decided to show up imperfectly without fretting about getting all the details right or being perfect with my production, without even worrying about getting clients from the podcast or putting that pressure on it. I just committed to show up, to share what was on my mind, and to give value to others. And that's what I've done for the past year. Except for 2 months when I was on vacation and I decided to rest for a month, I have produced and published an episode every single week. And looking at the stats, it's pretty cool to see the cumulative growth over time. But today I want to talk about the importance of showing up. The importance of showing up and how you can do it for yourself. So here's a little bit about my story as a business owner. I've been a solopreneur, if you want to call it, a business owner. Out of a set schedule of a 9-to-5 without a regular predictable paycheck for just over 4 years. I started it in 2020, about February, March. It's been incredibly scary at times. If you're a business owner or you've been a business owner or you know someone, you're close to someone who is, you understand. It's truly incredibly scary to put your heart and soul into something and to have zero guarantees around results. To not know what your income will look like each month. To feel like your income relies on your abilities to sell, promote, and to do your, how much people want you. It feels like that. To feel like your income relies on other people's desires, their opinions, their emotions. To sometimes try your best and for it to not feel like enough. These are all things that have been scary for me being a business owner. And there were times I really considered giving up. I just putting my LLC in the basement to gather dust metaphorically. And my dream was to be a mail carrier. My fantasy was to be a mail carrier. Just walk around the neighborhood, listen to podcasts. In the darkest times, when I was giving my best effort, I was doing everything I could possibly think of. And it's not that I was not even asking for help. I had invested thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in coaching programs. I was constantly listening to podcasts and information, trying to find what the missing piece was, why I wasn't getting the results I wanted. And I'm not getting super detailed into when this was and what the numbers were and how this all happened. Just you get the gist of it from the story. But I was giving my best effort and continually falling short of what I really wanted. And maybe you can relate. And in those times, I had to dig so deep to keep going. I remembered a promise I made to myself based on this statistic that I'd heard about how most business owners, I think it was 95% or 90%, especially in the online world, don't go past 5 years. So I committed to myself early on that I would give my absolute best to my business for 5 years. And then after I did that, I would let it go if I wanted. So I would quit when it was good, when I had a set time, not just because it was hard. And I did tell myself, just like you do that self-talk when you're on in a hard workout or a long run or something, you start to bargain with yourself. I could give up now and it would be fine. And it's true, it would be fine. But I had to come back to my why. Why was I really doing this? Why did I start my business? Why wouldn't I give up? Why wouldn't I just do it? I mean, I could have done it. What was really driving me? So I had to shift gears from expectation and entitlement to investment, thinking of it as an investment. I had to go from a transactional entitled attitude with others, and knowing the business world, I know that this is a common attitude or feeling that is easy to get into. Like, I put in all this work and I keep showing up and I'm entitled to these results from you. I've given so much, you should pay me. I had to change from that attitude to, if I'm doing this, if I'm going to do this, I'm doing it because it's what I value and because I believe it's good, and I'm doing it from my own truth, not for a transaction. I had to let go of my busy doing all the time to make me feel like I could earn what I wanted. It worked before. There were times when I worked a lot and I saw the results that I wanted until it didn't work. I had to stop filling my weeks with hours of work just to feel productive, to feel like I was legitimate, like I was real. I had to let go and trust. And to be clear, if I had quit, if I had shifted gears, if I decided to be a mail carrier, it wouldn't be morally wrong. It would be a totally legitimate, reasonable decision, and I wouldn't blame myself for it. But because I decided to dig deeper, to sit with the immense fear and uncertainty, to face my own limits of what I was capable of, and to accept that I had those limits, this is what taught me the most precious lessons. And this is what I learned and what I want to share with you. I know I'm talking about my business. I've done this with fitness as well, and I want you to apply it to your health and fitness, especially if you feel like you're doing everything right and you're not getting the results that you want, which is super common and super frustrating. Believe me, I know. If this is what I learned, if you want to be good at something, let's say you want to be good at your health, you want to be good at fitness, you want to be good at taking care of your body, you want to be good at business even. If you want to grow, you have to abandon the idea of inherent talent and pure luck. That just because you have talent that you can go far and that's enough to take you there, or that luck is enough and you could just rely on the next lucky strike to take you. Yes, and we have to acknowledge it's incredibly easier the more privilege and resources you have. And please acknowledge those privileges and resources you have. Not everyone has them, and everyone's starting point is different, and that just sucks. It does suck. I've experienced it myself. I've seen it for myself. It sucks. And sometimes, in terms of luck, sometimes circumstances just align in a way that makes it seem easier. But you cannot rely on inherent talent or privilege, and you cannot rely on pure luck, because practice is what makes you great. If you want to become a master at anything, if you want to be good at anything, you have to value practice over results. You might think, then what's the point of doing it if I'm not seeing the results? That's the whole thing. You have to enjoy the practice of it, the process of it, so much that you would do it just for its the sake of itself. If you have to do it because of a strong why, something that is linked with the deepest parts of you, something that drives you beyond your fear, beyond those huge, scary uncertainties. You have to be willing to show up. You have to be willing to show up over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, regardless of the immediate reactions, regardless of the immediate results. You have to do it from a place of inner strength that comes from spending time with yourself, knowing yourself, and trusting yourself. And that honestly comes from experiences like this where you feel like you've done your best and you've reached your wit's end. So if you're there, feel happy, feel grateful that you're in this place where you have this opportunity to grow stronger. And then you have to prove it to yourself over and over and over by the actions you take, by showing up. Not once in a while, not just randomly, not when you're just feeling really positive and you feel inspired, but consistently over time. And this does not mean you have to be perfect or you have to do it a certain amount of times a week or days, but showing up consistently over time, over and over. You have to see every time you show up as practice, not a goal to be perfect, and to know that every time you do show up, you're getting a little better each time, that it's not for nothing. You have to see every time you show up as seeds being planted, and you don't know when they'll sprout or how they'll grow, and that's not up to you. Once you put the seeds in the ground, or like that little Totoro, you know, in Totoro, there's a scene where they put the little seeds, and they're like, where are the seeds? Why aren't the plants growing? The little kids, and then overnight they do the little dance with the Totoros, and then the next day they see the little sprouts. We have to be patient, like Mei and Sachiko, and trust that they will grow, but we have to keep planting them and keep taking care of them. When I was in these low points in my business, and there's been a few times that were really, really very, very difficult, I had to do the scariest thing. I had to trust. I had to put my trust in others to support me, people in my life, to not judge me in my weak points, to reach out for their support. I had to trust in the universe to provide that something, somehow, some way it would work out. I had to trust in myself and to know I'd always, 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 no matter what, have my own back and trust that I'd be able to figure it out. I had to trust, to let go of holding on to fall and realize that underneath me that there was a supportive ground. I had to let go of the need for just doing and shift gears. I had to recover and rest from burnout and chronic stress. I had to let go of this need for more, of this busy work, because if I did it, it made me feel like I was productive. It felt like I was doing something. I had to let go of that and realize that it wasn't just my actions that brought the results. It was something deeper that brought the results. I had to be okay with just being. I had to just be. And then I could rest in my why. I could think clearly and objectively without that fear response of, it has to be like this, or I'm in danger, I have to control the results, and it has to be exactly like this, or it's not okay. Those fear responses, I had to let go of them, I had to trust. And then I saw ideas come, I felt this inspiration that led me to take these different actions. Opportunities that didn't work out, that felt like dead ends, led to dream opportunities that did work out that were even better. I had to realize that I had enough, and I always will have enough. I realized this was an amazing lesson that I've learned recently, is money is not my supply. There's no company or place or business that's my supply. It comes from something deeper. It comes from within me, and it's all around me. I decided that I would always have enough. I just made that commitment. I'm always going to have enough. I'm always going to have more than enough. And I always have had enough. It just didn't feel like that at certain times, especially with those uncertainties. I decided I would always have enough. And money started coming into my life in unexpected ways. I know that sounds woo-woo, but it's true. I decided that I would trust that I am enough. That I didn't have to have a certain result in my business. I didn't have to hit a certain number. I didn't have to work a certain number of hours a week. I didn't have to look a certain way. I didn't have to perform a certain way. I didn't have to keep being busy and moving, doing. And from that place, I felt more powerful than ever before. And that's when the 4-H method came to me earlier this year, as if it were a gift from the heavens. I was in the plane, actually, when I was thinking about it. So yes, I was in the heavens as a gift for me to share with others and for me, myself. And it's exactly what I'm talking about right now. Starting with hope, knowing that we're worthy, just being, that we are power to create what we want. But knowing that we have to let go first of that doing, that striving, that pushing with your body and with fitness in order to access it. So this 4-H method is largely created. It's good for everyone. I believe every single person in the world can benefit from it. But it's especially for those who feel like they've been burnt out with fitness. Maybe they feel like they've been trying their best and it's not been working. That they have been so out of touch with their body, maybe listening to diets and following these exercise programs, that they are tired and feel like they want to reconnect and trust their bodies and rest and let go and talk about what I'm talking about right now, this trust. This, maybe you're at that point where you're like me, where you're just like, you feel like you've done all you can and it's not enough. I was there with my body and fitness too. I'm talking about my business here because it feels a little bit more recent, and I wanted to share it in relation to the podcast episode, but the podcast reaching, you know, over 1 year, but, and showing up, but yeah, I know what it feels like to do your best and to feel like you're so frustrated that it's not what you want. And that's largely who the 4-H method is for. So how do you stop that striving? How do you stop that pushing? How do you like let go? You release. You just release. You rest. You receive. You trust. And yes, it is the absolute scariest thing you can do. But it's the portal to what you really want. It's the portal to what you really want in your health, your body, your fitness, your life. And not just getting what you want in like a any means necessary, but in a peaceful and joyful way. It's the way to discover your own why, what will take you through the darkest times, the heaviest times, what commitment you can base your goals on. And from that hope, practice showing up, creating your own practices around movement, food, your inner worlds, your outer worlds around your health, showing up imperfectly over and over and over, becoming a master, becoming an expert with your own body and with your own health and fitness, because you're learning to work with your body and listen to it without needing someone or something to tell you what to do, like a diet or just a workout program. And you start there, and then these hope and habits compound and they result in happiness, that release, taking your whole self and life into account. Like seeing those seeds sprout, like Mei and Sachiko and Totoro, when they were so excited in the morning, they ran outside, they woke up and they ran outside and they looked in the dirt and the little seeds were sprouted and they were so happy. And like me in my business, when I finally let go and decided to trust and just show up regardless of those results, because I was doing it for a different reason. I wasn't doing it for a transaction. I was doing it because of my why, because I connected with myself in that hope. I was able to see what I really wanted come true in ways that I couldn't have done if I had been forcing it. So yeah, that's the part, the happiness when you see those seeds sprout. You get more clarity around what you need and how to fill it for yourself. You get more confidence in your body. You realize you get more consistency because you're not pushing, pushing, pushing. You're showing up for a deeper reason. And this over time equals true health. Having energy to do the things that you want to do in your life, being free mentally and socially from those false constructs around diet and fitness culture. I feel like maybe the parallel for my business was realizing that I was looking to money to supply my needs, and I was looking to money to provide for me, but it was something beyond that. And this is what real health is. It's not like the perfect diet or this perfect workout program is going to provide you health. It's something beyond that. It's something beyond that, which is you. Feeling empowered in your own body, becoming the hero of your own health and life. This is what the 4-H method is. There's no one magic formula for everyone, not in business, not in relationships, not in health. And in health and fitness, this is so common. It's such a good selling technique where it's like, if I have this 90-day program, you follow it, you just do whatever I tell you to do. You do these workouts, you follow this diet, I'll create a special meal plan for you. If you do that, you're going to, like, guaranteed, you're going to see these results and it's going to work for you. The same thing happens in business. Business owners, these coaches and programs say, I'll guarantee you'll make this much money if you just follow my methods. This is the one exact formula. If you're not seeing the results that you want, it's because you're missing this thing and you just need what I have and you're going to be okay. There's no one magic formula. And I'm even clearer in that if you look at the 4-H method, I tell you very blatantly, you're not lacking anything. There's nothing that you need to fix. You don't need to do one more thing to be okay. You already are okay. The 4-H method just is one way to access what you already have and to practice it. It's a place to practice because there's a difference between just saying, okay, yeah, this sounds good, and having an actual structure where you can practice it in a safe place where you can practice and someone who's there with you supporting you. There's no one magic formula, but there are common themes in those who get what they want with peace and love. I'm not talking about those tyrants or evil, we can label them as evil, but those people that we might think of if I say, you know, big names who, maybe get what they're wanting. They're getting the power that they want or the money that they want, but they're doing it through harmful ways and they're doing it in ways that seem like they're constantly fearful of losing it. That's not what I'm talking about. If you want to get what you want and keep it in a peaceful way, in a loving way, there's common themes. It starts with just you. You have to let go and trust. You have to know your why and commit to it. Then you just have to keep showing up and practicing over and over and over from a place of inner strength, not because someone owes you something or to get something from someone else or to sacrifice yourself in order to feel good about yourself, but from a place of inner strength and desire. And that results in you getting your desires in a happy and peaceful way, not in a burnout, strained, or forceful, manipulative, coercive way, but from a desire, from joy, from energy. And the truth is, no one can make you show up for you in your life, in your relationships, in your health, in your fitness, in your business, whatever. And no one should make you show up. It has to come from you, and it starts with your why. It starts with your why. How do you know what that is? You have to give yourself space to find it. If you would like to do that for your fitness and health, join the 4-H method. If this is something that you would like, I would love to support you in it. I'm so stoked about what it can do, what it's done for me, and what it can do for you as well, and what it is doing for others. And by the way, my why. What was my why that sustained me? What was the reason I started my business? What was the thing that kept me going? It was remembering that feeling before I went all in with my business. What really drove me. There were multiple motives, of course. I wanted to provide for my family. I wanted a job where I could work from anywhere. I wanted to do something that I loved doing for a living. But the biggest why was that I found freedom through fitness after using fitness, you know, exercise, food as a way to punish me, to put me in jail, so to speak, or bondage, to tie me down for so long. I found freedom through it. So I used those tools to empower me, to help me and build confidence in my life. And I wanted others to know the same. I wanted others to know joy, peace, and freedom with food, exercise in their bodies, but mostly themselves, just like I had discovered for myself. And it's why I'm smiling right now and why I'm so grateful I kept showing up and keep showing up. All right, like you, love you. If this was helpful for you, please let me know. You'll hear my voice in a little bit on the outro.
Hey there, me one more time, because this is my podcast. I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. If you would be so kind and generous as to leave a review, a good review, it would mean a lot to the podcast and to growing this so more people can get a hold of it. If you would like to get more support, continue listening to this podcast. Follow me on Instagram, friend me on Facebook. You can find me in the link in the show notes. Always feel free to reach out to me. An email is always welcome. Happy to hear from you. And the best way that I actually can help you is, if and when you're ready, is for you to join the 4-H Method. It's my signature program, and it helps you make your body your home and your health your hero journey, transforming your health and life from the inside out. Remember, you are worthy, you are powerful. Like you, love you, Coach Michelle.